It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Welcome to the show. Today I want to share with you a different slant on the California Public Employees Retirement System, commonly known as CalPERS, or what I consider the modern-day version of the Wizard of Oz. This wizard provides a pension plan for the government employees of Sausalito. A little later in the show, I will discuss the screen behind which the wizard hides and how you can tear a hole in it. Here's how the pension plan works. The city, and to varying extents its employees, make contributions to CalPERS to fund the current and future pension obligations. CalPERS, in turn, invests the current and past contributions. It also distributes and does the payroll work for the pension payments to retirees. CalPERS annually advises its clients, like the city of Sausalito, what return rate it projects to earn on the pension contributions. Last year, it projected a return of 7.75%. This may seem to most of you a very high return, but CalPERS defends its projection by pointing out it has averaged above this level for decades. And CalPERS is right. Over the past 20 years, the average return was just under 8%. But over the past 10 years, the average return has been just over 3%. The California Foundation for Fiscal Responsibility recently challenged CalPERS practices in a 100-page report and specifically cited the high return rate as a problem. The foundation argued the rate should be 6% and that pension obligations were only 61% funded. CalPERS formally responded to the foundation by claiming the foundation used the wrong numbers and that 6% was a ridiculous return level to use. I, for one, cannot believe CalPERS had the chutzpah to use these points as a defense. Here comes that Wizard of Oz part. CalPERS will not release the calculations on which it bases the present value of the pension obligations, not to the foundation, not even to its client, the City of Sausalito. The Sausalito City Council specifically asked for these calculations in order to analyze how to go forward. And CalPERS responded that the only way the council could have the information is if the council voted to terminate with CalPERS. So it was pretty cheesy for CalPERS to claim that the Foundation for Fiscal Responsibility used the wrong numbers when CalPERS would not release its figures. Now, whether the return rate should be 7.5%, 6%, or 4% is a topic for another show. My goal for today is to pull down the wizard's curtain and gain access to CalPERS pension obligation calculations. I'm tired of all the shell games and clouds of mystery. Sausalito City employees are counting on those pensions. We taxpayers are liable for them, and yet no one really has a good idea as to the extent the pension obligations are funded. When you have a clear idea of the problem, you can go about solving it. We need good information. So my proposal is to launch an email campaign to CalPERS to get it to share its calculations of the pension liability of the city of Sausalito. One of the CalPERS board members, Tony Oliveira, is designated to represent the various governmental participants in CalPERS. I have posted a CalPERS website for submitting emails. Check the box for interested party. I have also included a draft message for pasting on to the CalPERS site. Find both at the RadioSausalito.org website under Our Shows, Locally Produced Shows, A Different Slant. Look for the show entitled CalPERS. Let's get some sunlight shining on this subject. I, for one, am tired of being in the dark. Please do it. Sausalito is in a better position than most jurisdictions with respect to the government pension issue, but CalPERS needs to be more open with the city about its pension obligations. That is my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.